Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. That's a quote, that's the opening line from A Course in Miracles. So I've mentioned God. If that's not your thing, scroll on, watch another episode. But I've had a bit of a change, a shift in perspective about world events recently, and I thought I would share about that today. Hello, I'm Olivia D'Souza. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a content and podcast expert. I support visionary entrepreneurs and leaders passionate about living with purpose. Join me as we explore podcasting, life, business, and authenticity. Subscribe for meaningful conversations with a business buddy who gets what it's like. Welcome to Magnetic Pod. I'm stepping in the next little me. I'm here to be everything. So, yeah, I did A Course in Miracles, as in the daily workbook activities or lessons each day that there are. There's 365 days, and I did them a couple of years ago. And then I realized that people do this ongoing. Like I'd sort of thought of it as a thing that I would do one day, and so I committed to doing it, and then realized that people do this as a practice all the time. I'm like, I never promised to do that. I just thought I'd read the book. It's just a book, right? but I do quite like having it as a way of refocusing my mind on something positive, and just gives a structure around doing that. So this particular episode, I guess, is one that would be categorized under personal diary. So if you don't, as I said, scroll on by. If this is not your thing, go to another episode. But I sometimes still have, and maybe I shouldn't even say, I can't find the word that I want, but caveat these conversations, but I do sometimes still have a bit of resistance about openly talking about this stuff. And it's helpful that I'm just in a room by myself in denial that anyone's listening. I actually know you personally, and you say, oh yeah, I heard what you said. I'd be like, oh my God, no. All right. But so this is under personal diary, getting philosophical. So if that's not your cup of tea, then neither am I, I guess. So, and I guess especially because I'm doing a daily podcast and I need things to talk about and things that I actually care about and that matter to me, and then what's going on in my brain, I end up sharing, which I kind of actually enjoy. I think that's part of what I like about doing this as a daily podcast, is that it makes me more multifaceted. So anywho, so yeah, I've been getting back in touch with doing the Course in Miracles and following that and watching videos on it on YouTube as well, when I can't be bothered reading. And it just talks about the world in a way that makes sense to me. So, which, I mean, some people might potentially think is a bit nuts, but I think if you follow any religion, then we're all equally a bit nuts. If you're atheist, then you're super logical, right? But so in that case, why aren't I an atheist? Well, because it makes sense to me that there's something more. It makes sense to me when I look at the insanity of the world that the cause of it is thinking that we're separate from each other. The cause of it is thinking that I'm different to you because of my race or the country or my culture or my gender or my sexuality, or that I was born into the royal family or I wasn't born into the royal family, or I was born Indigenous in a country where I therefore didn't count and it was okay to take our land, or, you know, like, obviously not okay. I'm saying that to reflect what's actually happened, but, you know, that's clearly insanity. And so it makes sense to me that the opposite is what's true, that we are all connected in the same way that leaves fall off a tree and turn into mulch and feed the ground or whatever, you know what I'm saying. Like, it's all part of the one system. We're all one organism, and we're insane where we think that war is a good idea and that bombing the enemy, there is no enemy, there is no other. We're all one. And Anita Morjani's analogy once was, it's like we're all part of one hand and we think, you know, attacking the other finger is is a good idea, but we don't realize that it's one hand. So that's kind of why this view of the world makes sense to me. So because I've been getting back into it, it's kind of made me feel like my focus with all the world events is that I want to focus on positivity and love, not to be putting my head in the sand and not to not want to make a positivity impact, but I don't want to get sucked into the horror of all of the things that happen in the world. But I still want to know that I've done my part. So if there's any good that's come out of things recently, I find, is that I feel like, I don't know about you, if you've been following, if your feed's anything like mine, I feel like recent events have opened my eyes to the corruption in Western governments, and that we are lied to, and all this stuff about we're the good guys and they're the terrorists and we're dropping aid, and it just has been revealed for being such BS, and who really is the enemy after all. And not that I believe in really ultimately thinking of anyone as enemies, but it just has revealed that things are not the way they appeared to be. The white Western good guys, you know. And, you know, it's also given me a deeper appreciation for the Indigenous people of Australia and their history and what they have endured, because I can see the parallels between that and Palestine. But I want to also hold on to a hope that I don't know the full picture, that in a big, I think it's horrific and abhorrent to kill innocent civilians and children and inflict torture and all the things that I don't even want to think about that they actually are experiencing. From a big spiritual point of view, like, I don't know why, you know, apparently I don't know why these things happen from a big point of view, but I would hope that in the long run that there is something to have faith in, that justice does happen even if we don't see it on planet Earth in this physical form. That, and I don't, when I say justice, I don't mean more damnation and all of that kind of fire and brimstone punishment stuff, but that sanity is restored, that hurt is healed, that connection and love and that realization that we're all one prevails in the end. We don't see the full picture here. So, and I also think that, so I'm not wanting to fall into despair about the bad things that happen in the world, and I want to make sure that I stay, that I maintain my peace, that I do what I can to be a force for love, that I pray. And I found myself, you know, and pray, when you talk about praying, some people, like they say, religious, I don't consider myself religious as such, because I think of that as man-made, and there's been some problematic things with that. But still, as they say, some people, religious people say prayer, spiritual people say sending out, I don't know, good vibes or manifesting or whatever. Witches say spells, and atheists say placebo effect. We use different words, but the point is, and placebo effect, the difference is with placebo effect is that it's almost has a connotation of, oh, it's only in the mind, rather than going, wow, look at what the mind can do. But anyway, I want to use my mind to put some positivity and love out there is where I'm going with all of that. So whether you call it prayer or just good energy, that's my long-winded way of saying that. To keep the faith, faith is my word of the year. To dance, to have joy, to have fun. I don't think it's bad to do that even when other people are suffering in the world, because we need positive energy in the world. We can't be in despair. That doesn't help anybody. I want to not gossip and not go down negative rabbit holes like watching violence. I think the fact that we watch violence for entertainment, where there's good guys in inverted commas killing bad guys, that kind of plays out in our world in what we see. And things like that, people watch violent porn for entertainment, and then you see things that happen in the real world. Like, it's a bit strange that our entertainment is so horrific when you think about it. And also just, you know, curating what I put into my brain. I'm putting my brain on a diet. So, for example, I saw a post where someone put a good message out there and you know, we're only as good as how we look after the minorities. And someone commented, you know, we cater to the minorities and it's BS, we should cater to the majority. And I, like, part of me felt, grr. And then I thought, nope, I'm not allowing someone's comment to take my peace. Like, I don't know that person, that I don't know the context of why that person felt the need to say that. And I don't particularly agree with it, but I think communication on social media is so black and white, and it's so easy to get into a keyboard rant with somebody. And probably if you met them in real life, despite the things that you might disagree with, you know, they'd probably be common ground as well, and they'd probably love their kids and, you know, might have some blind spots. But I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole of getting upset because of a perception that they do or don't have. So yeah, just staying in the positive. And the more of us who are happy and loving and kind, it is a good thing. Like, I think Taylor Swift having these concerts, and we can comment and have theories about whether she should or shouldn't be speaking about world events and whatever, I don't know. But I do think that her concert's actually doing tremendous good. I don't think that's frivolous at all. I think we need more of that. I think that's what the whole world should be. I think if people getting together, like nearly 100,000, probably over 100,000 people, if you counted the people who are outside the stadiums in Melbourne, three nights in a row, all having fun, all like no violence or negativity, just being joyful and celebrating together and swapping friendship bracelets and wearing sparkly clothes. That's what life should be. That is not frivolous, and that is not ignoring world events. You don't know the individual people and what's going on in their brains, but that is what the world is supposed to be. That is what we should have. More of that. So be the change you wish to see in the world. And so I wish to be more loving, more positive, have faith, hold on to the picture that despite appearances, things will be okay in the long run, in ways that we cannot possibly see in this life, in this form. There you go. Hope no one's listening. Okay, bye. In the next level, me, I'm here to be everything I can be. Like a snake, I'm shedding my skin to be my love, my next level. Me, I'm stepping in the next level. Me, I'm here to be everything I can be. Give you whiplash when you turn around and see me go again. Next level, me, it's time to be. Hello, it's Livy here. Have you ever wondered about what the key elements are that make a podcast truly stand out? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own special podcast and feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start? Well, I have something for you. Introducing the Ultimate Podcast Checklist. Da, 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 da. It's a step-by-step guide that covers everything from the initial brainstorming to advanced growth strategies. It's the perfect companion for both new and seasoned podcasters. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Da 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 da. To grab your copy, simply head to the show notes of this episode and you will find a direct link there, and then away you go. Remember, every podcast started with that initial spark and the right resource. So let the ultimate podcasting checklist be yours.